Well, there's no question a lot of things going on in the bass fishing business, but one thing that started in the last several years is the PAA, Professional Anglers Association, and their director, Gene Ellison, has been busily on the road. I think you haven't been home for a while, have you, Gene?
No, I have not. I have not, Terry, and it's a pleasure to be here with you. It's nice to hear your voice, and I'm really honored that you have me here today.
Well, the nice thing is you and I talk routinely and developed a good friendship, and one of the things you're seeing happen is the PAA, great idea, you know, give credit where credit's due. Paul Elias and a group of anglers tried to put some things together to get a single voice in bass fishing, but boy, in the last little bit, you guys have really taken off.
Well, thanks for saying that, Terry, and also, you know, we need to give credit where credit is due, and, you know, over the last 10 or 15 years, as you're very well aware, there were several versions of the PAA that were started, and gentlemen like Paul Elias and Ricky Klon and Denny Brower and Larry Nixon and George Cochran were guys who began that project and did everything they could to move this thing forward. The most recent version of the PAA, as you know, began April 1st of 2005, and the gentlemen at that point that were elected to this board have been remarkable in perhaps getting this thing moving in a different direction and at a more accelerated pace, and it could never have happened if gentlemen like Paul Elias and Denny Brower and Larry Nixon and George Cochran, if they hadn't done what they did many years ago, we wouldn't be as successful today. But I have to tell you, you know, Mark Davis, who's the president today, has been very much involved, and Timmy Horton, who's our vice president, Gary Klein, who is our secretary, Jay Yellis has done a terrific job. He's our treasurer. Kevin Van Dam, who is, as we all know, is the most sought-after name in the sport today, still finds time to make this a top priority in his list of things. And Alton Jones and Stacey King, Edwin Evers, Tommy Martin, Mike Otten. Mike has a lot of things going on personally, and he's just given up tons of his time. Shaw Grigsby and many other people are really responsible for rolling up their sleeves and bringing about all this change in the sport of bass fishing. And, you know, I'm one of these guys that actually embraces change, and I think the changes that we're seeing hopefully are going to be moving the sport in a more positive direction.
Well, there's no question. I think in the initial stages, you know, a lot of people were looking at the PAA having their own league, a lot of those kind of things. You guys have really worked and put a lot of effort into conservation and special events. You've got an event coming up in the next year at Lake Fork and some of those kind of things. But now we have a change at Bass where things have, you know, we've had a lot of turnover, a lot of at the upper levels, a lot of things moving around. What's your take on that, and what's the PAA's response to that?
Well, let me try and be very careful. Certainly, I'm not a spokesman for BASS. They are clearly one of the two largest authorities in the world on tournament bass fishing. They're an outstanding company, obviously. And all I can say is that ESPN must have decided for one other reason or another, and I'm sure it's purely a business reason, that they needed to make some changes over there at BASS, or perhaps they're going to take BASS in a different direction. So my guess would be that from business reasons or from profitability reasons, their cancellation of Bass Center, which is a disappointment to all of us who love tournament bass fishing, that was our weekly source of data. And keeping if you travel like I do, sometimes it's hard to keep in touch with all the new changes and what's going on in the sport. And Bass Center was a place where all of us would go for updated information. So that's a shame. Don Ruck certainly deserves all of our thanks and appreciation. Don has done everything that he possibly thought he could do that was in the best interest of the sport to grow. ESPN has made a substantial investment in this business, and I guess they're just feeling like the ideas that were put forward have not, in this time frame, they've not panned out. They're probably feeling like they need a different direction. Perhaps they need new ideas. Perhaps they just didn't feel the ideas that were put in place were working. So that's my best take. I think it's purely a decision from a business standpoint, and personally, I'm sorry to see that Don's been let go.
Well, he's much maligned, no question about it. I think Don cares a lot about the anglers. He cared a lot about BASS, and, you know, he's going to move on and do something else, I'm sure, probably in this business. But I want to shift gears a little bit. Okay, Don's leaving, and there's been some discussion out in chat boards and some of those kind of things that Gene Ellison's going to be the replacement. Now, tell me a little bit about how that all transpired.
Well, let me just make it clear that I have not been contacted by anyone at BASS or ESPN at all regarding this issue. Secondly, I'm not an expert on media, and ESPN is a media company. So they need to put a qualified person in place who's an expert on the media end of sports and what draws audiences to in front of a television screen. I am probably not even qualified to take that position. Secondly, I have, as you know, Terry, you and I have talked privately that I run a very successful investment firm, particularly with the Middle East conflicts going on and the high price of oil. My days are full managing money for my clients. The PAA is a passion of love for me. I'm involved with the PAA not because I need another job. As you well know, Terry, and it's been well documented, I'm doing this as a volunteer. I'm not looking for another paid job, so the job at Bass will have to be filled by somebody else. I have every intention, however, of seeing the goals and the missions of the PAA to be carried through. There's a lot of work left. I can't do it on my own. I've got these 10 talented anglers that are on this board. We've got well over 225 tour members. We're going to need all of those guys to roll up their sleeves and help us with that. So I don't have interest in that job. I have interest in the mission of the PAA. And if I could just speak to that quickly, what we're hoping to do here is we want to grow the sport of fishing, not just bass fishing, but of all fishing. And as you just mentioned a while ago, conservation, children's charities, American family values, those are the three cornerstones of the mission of the PAA. So our hope is that the PAA could perhaps own a small slice of the pie. Right now, as you know, the anglers don't own anything in this sport. What's owned now is we've got manufacturing companies, we've got outstanding boat and engine and lure companies that own a big piece of this sport, as well as the two tournament organizations, FLW and Bass. What we're trying to do is create an opportunity where the PAA, the anglers themselves, own a piece of this pie. And if they own a piece of the pie, it gives them a little more strength. Hopefully that will turn around and improve the quality of the life of a professional bass fishing professional, and at the same time spread our message. And our message is that we care about our environment, we care about the fisheries that are out there. The Lake Fork event that is planned for April of 2007 really is a celebration of what Phil DeRocher and the Texas Parks and Wildlife have done with Lake Fork. It's a 25-year celebration of one of the most successful bass fishery management programs on the planet. What I can share with you, Terry, that's kind of exciting is that right now the PAA is now financially strong. The contracts that we've signed, the sponsorships we've taken on, have really put us in a position where we're going to be around for many years to come. And as you know, we've been hiring some more staff. We've appointed more people. That will continue. There'll be some press releases coming up as we finalize these moves with staff and with some of these sponsorship opportunities, clearly in the next month or so. The PAA board itself is going to be holding a meeting within the next month. And the major reason for that is we've actually built a new, if you can imagine this, we've built a new five-year plan. And the reason for that is our first one we built in April and May of 2005, and almost every single one of the goals that we set on that for accomplishment within a five-year period has been accomplished already. So we're really making an awful lot of inroads with our goals and objectives, and we're meeting with sponsors on almost a daily basis. The sponsors out there that are interested in promoting the companies and their products through bass fishing have discovered the PAA. They like our mission, and they seem to be very impressed with the direction that we're going. So things are really moving fast and furious with the PAA, and we're trying to pay attention to everything we're doing. We're trying to be gentlemen everywhere we go, and we're trying to build allies with everyone. FLW and Bass have reached out to us over the last year, and we seem to be getting along very well with them, and they understand that we're not trying to step on their toes, and we get along very well with the corporate sponsors out there, and it's fun because we're actually dealing with some corporate sponsors who have never ventured into the sport of bass fishing. So we're very, very excited, and the future right now looks exciting and very, very bright for the PAA.
Well, there's no question about it. The PAA website's a great place to get that information. Of course, you and I are going to be talking on a routine basis. We've made that agreement that we're going to do that and try to let people know what's going on with you guys. And I look forward, Gene, to seeing the things that happen up to the April event and then after.
Well, I am too, and That event is just a very exciting event, Terry. Is it okay for me to spend just a quick 30 seconds talking about that?
That'd be great.
That event is going to be held in April of 2007 on Lake Fork in Texas. What I can share with you is that there are 160 professional anglers who will be competing at that event. It is a no-entry fee event with a total purse of $1 million payout to the anglers. And it is going to be a wonderful family event with television coverage on a three-day basis on OLN, and there will be a follow-up one-hour special that will appear nationwide on CBS. Those are the particulars of that event that I can share with you. and we're wrapping up the final details on the rest of it. But I can share with you, that's going to be a family event that fans can come to Lake Fork and they can get all day entertainment, education, learn about Lake Fork, learn about fishery management, environment, participate in different outdoor sporting things while they're there, and we will be working with children. That's one of our main focuses. It's going to be an incredible event. I'm not allowed to tell you who it is, but we've locked up one of the biggest country acts in the business who will be putting on a concert during that event. It's just going to be an incredible event.
Well, Gene, we look forward to hearing more about it, and thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
You're welcome, Terry. All the best to you. Please call me anytime I can give help.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.